inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, a primer on planting a bulb commonly used for culinary purposes rather than for beautification. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Bioski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. I might take offense at that. I think a big patch of garlic is very beautiful.
Okay, point taken. We will start off with a question from a listener. Listener Carol asks, this fall is so unusually warm. When should I plant the garlic?
I am in progress planting garlic, partly because I'm going to be out of town for some time in October. So timing, getting it in the ground, October is good generally, obviously before the ground freezes is best. Yes, that might be a concern while the soil is warm that it may sprout too soon, like sprouting, you know, we've got an El Nino maybe predicted, so there's a possibility of some sprouting by December or January, which would not be really good for the garlic or for us. But, like I said, I'm putting it in, and I'm covering it over and mulching it, so hopefully it'll be growing underground and not growing above ground until March or April when it's supposed to.
Okay, so let's go over some of those different things that we have to remember as we plant it. What some of the things are that we should keep in mind here?
Well, getting good quality hardneck garlic, that grows the best here compared to softneck garlic like the grocery store California garlic. That's first. So, and it's time if folks can still order some online through some of the catalogs looking for seed garlic, seed hardneck garlic. We want, if we're saving our own, the largest, nicest garlic that we grow, which I did and am planting, choose those bulbs, gently break them apart into individual cloves, and you want to plant the big ones and eat the small ones. Then rich soil, rich, well-drained soil, a nice sunny location is the key because it is a fairly heavy feeder, and working in compost and organic fertilizer into the soil before planting really is an important item.
Okay, and we talk about other bulbs like daffodils and tulips, for example, but always it's the pointy end up, right?
Yes, exactly. Now, some of the varieties of garlic do have more rounded tips, but again, you can usually see where the base of the bulb, where the clove was attached to the bulb. So that's important. Planting depth, where with tulips and daffodils at 6 to 8 inches deep. With garlic, we only want to plant them about 2 inches deep, and then they will sprout from there. They are hardy enough. They can take being frozen, but we're trying to avoid the freeze-thaw action as we may get this fall. So plant them. Once you get your soil prepped, poke holes. I use my own homemade six-pointed dibble to make holes. They're spaced about 6 to 8 inches apart in the beds and pointy end up, and then just gently cover them. If you've got extra compost to go on, well broken down compost to go on the surface is good. 2 to 4 inches of seaweed is another good thing to go on top of that, and then cover the whole thing with plastic for the winter to keep them from being too wet. Our soils now are really nice, you know, with the rain that we just had, and they aren't really going to need, they don't need any extra watering at this time.
Okay, and the visqueen that you mentioned earlier, that will kind of also keep them from getting a little bit ahead of themselves here and sprouting before the freeze.
Well, yes, maybe, and, you know, that's still kind of a risk. We're supposed to have nice, we're supposed to have sunshine, kind of warm this weekend. So that soil, clear visqueen at this time, can still be warming the soil. I mean, and that's not necessarily that bad. It's going to take the cool, moist, and moist conditions are what's going to trigger the bulbs, cloves to sprout. So it's going to take some 6 to 8 weeks or more to get some good roots, maybe longer, underneath them, and then that's going to anchor them in the ground. And if you dig them up after a month of growth, you'll start seeing them actually sprouting roots. So if necessary, even some additional insulation, throwing spruce boughs or hemlock boughs over the top to try to keep the soil cool and a steady temperature rather than ups and downs where it gets up into the 40s and then gets down to 10 degrees and then back up to 30s and down to 15 degrees. That's what's really hard on most of our plants, truly, from perennials and bulbs and garlic and all.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you more
all
about
right.
other...
Get out there and plant some garlic.
Someone blessed these seeds I sowed. Someone warmed them from...
Garden Talk is a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau during the spring, summer, and very early fall.
Pulling